All right, everyone, the moment you've been waiting for. More discipline on Grimm's Hentai Corner. Let's go. Hello. There you are, Takuro. Isobe is already in his room. He's reading something intently. It's a good thing to have other club members. Excuse me. It's a good thing to have club members. I had a manager until yesterday. Isobe remembered something and suddenly his face turns dark. He bangs his fists on the table. Bang, bang. What's wrong? Oh, I just remembered something unpleasant. Oof. What are you reading so intently anyway? I try to change the subject and point at the book he's reading. This is a book about baseball skills. If you want to read, there are plenty over there. I look through the bookshelf. There's tons of books squeezed into it, and they're all manga. What is this? I ask, pointing at the large number of mangas on the shelves. Can't you tell they're books on baseball? There's a lot of helpful information. I've read them hundreds of times already, so you should read them too. They're very moving. They look like regular manga to me. This one in particular is great. This one is great too. Isobe hands me a baseball manga after baseball manga. When I look closely, there are all kinds of baseball manga classics like Kyojin no Hoshi, or Yakyo Kyo no Uta, and Midoriyama Koko. Judging from the titles, he has a thing for magic balls and secret battling and things like that. I get the impression that this guy's understanding of baseball is pretty warped. I'll lend you them if you want. I have videos too. He grabs a tape from the mountain of videotapes. How about this one? Dokaben, the live version. Doesn't that title make you want to see it? I have others like Go Red BK's. This is good too. Oh, Ikiman. Sure. This guy's kind of strange. So shouldn't we be practicing? Practice? What can the two of us do? Well, we can play catchball or swing the bat. We can train. Waste of time. Even if we do that, we can't win anyway. Besides, we'd be better off developing a magic pitch. If we have a magic pitch, we'll win every game until they figure it out. And if we continue to win, we can come in first. Okay. That's why I'm reading mangas to develop a magic pitch. It's imagery training. Yeah, I don't know if that was lightning or something just blew up. A magic pitch. I'm almost moved by his totally irrational logic that is me way beyond a state of shock. Do you mean like a knuckleball? Knuckle? No, you can hit that easy if you want to. I don't think it's easy. What I'm talking about is a magic ball, the kind of pitch that is impossible to hit. For example, a disappearing magic ball. A curveball that curves at right angles. A ball that splits, the kind of pitch that an ordinary person can't hit. I don't think anyone could hit a ball like that. Besides, can anyone throw a pitch like that? What do you think? If we can develop a magic pitch, wouldn't it be like a dream? Yeah, you're right. Ha ha. Sounds like a dream. I wonder if he's stupid. If he's really serious about this, the baseball club is as good as done. With a president like this, I can see why members flee. Are you sure you should be sitting here reading manga? If you don't find more members within 3 days, you're gonna get shut down, right? No worries, it's just an empty threat like usual. They send these from time to time. The social club really doesn't care about the baseball club anyway. If we just lay low until the dust settles, they'll forget about us anyway. I don't know how it was up till now, but I know firsthand that this isn't going to be the case. That it isn't going to be the case this time. So in order to keep a low profile, I think it would be best to stay inside and do imagery training. I give up trying to convince him. I start reading manga too. This is pretty good. Is it really okay to be doing this? Announcement! Members of the baseball club, please come to the social club room at once. Upon hearing the announcement coming from the speakers, I stopped reading at once. The baseball club just got called, right? And to go to the social club? We're being called. I say to Isobe, who continues to read his manga and pick his nose. What? It's just getting good. Listen, they're calling us. Repeat, the baseball club members are to come to the social club room at once. Leona Morimoto is calling you. What? Why is Leona Morimoto calling the baseball club? I haven't done anything. That notice of termination can't have been for real. Why? Why would she do this in the baseball club? We're harmless. President, you see. I feel bad not saying anything. I decided to confess why I joined the baseball club. I think it may be my fault. What do you mean? I explained to him that I didn't want to be forced to join the social club, and that there were no other decent clubs with guys, and all that happened before I found the baseball club. I also told him that Leona Morimoto is going to squash the baseball club because I joined. I see. He listened to my entire story, begins to think with a very serious expression on his face. That is bad. It's very bad. If that's true, the baseball club might get shut down for real this time. This is no time to be reading manga. That's what I was trying to say. But we have to recruit members. 9 people. You make it sound easy. We can't find 9 people in 2 days. There aren't enough guys to go to school here. We have to find some great bait or we can't do it. Especially with the upcoming exams. We're doomed. Isobe cradles his head and starts to howl. We couldn't find 7 more members even if we had a week. But if we just allow ourselves to be shut down, I'll be faced with Leona Morimoto's recruitment hell again. Anyway, we've been called, so we should go. If we ignore it, they will retaliate. I don't want to go, but I have to. I wonder what they have planned this time. Are we really going to go? We'll go and tell Leona Morimoto once and for all. Who? You, the president. No way, I'm not picking a fight with her. Who knows what will happen? I know, you say it. I'll make you president. Don't be so spineless. I'm flabbergasted, but at the same time, I'm trying to get him to hurry up. He was so gung-ho yesterday, I guess it was just an act. Okay, don't pull me. But why the social club room and not the student committee? I'm not so fond of them. We head towards the social club with heavy feet. I stand before the door and let out a big sigh. I can't believe I'm here twice in one day. Are we really gonna go in there? We don't have a choice. Why is this happening? Until yesterday I was about to be shut down, but I was still having fun. The president is complaining under his breath behind me. I see the weak president out of the corner of my eyes. I gather myself together and knock on the door. The door opens immediately. Himeki appears. Thank you for coming, Hayami-kun, and the other members of the baseball club, even though there's only one of you. What a nasty woman. The president gives her a nasty look. Please, come in. We follow Himeki into the room. I'm used to coming here, but it's the president's first time. He's starting to get angry about the huge difference with the baseball club barracks. What's with this room? Now, how much is the social club's annual budget anyway? It's not that big, about 100,000. Wow. 100,000? Isabe is stunned at the figure. The baseball club's annual budget is $200. This year was only 50, and it's already been decided it won't get anything next year. But that's not nearly enough, but that's all we can get out of the school budget. $100,000 is not enough! It's because of extravagant clubs like yours that clubs like mine get their budget slashed, you idiot! Isobe loses it. How scary! Who is he, Hayami? He's a barbarian! Himeki is looking at Isobe like he's a beast, and comes over to me. So why did you call us here anyway? I evade Himeki and ask the question. Himeki tisses me and glares at me for brushing her off. I look around, but I don't see Leona Morimoto anywhere. Where is Morimoto-san? We came to see her. We didn't come here because we have business with the social club. We came to see Leona Morimoto because she's the president of the student committee. Leona Morimoto? She's not here right now. She's not here, but she called us here. What do you mean she's not here? She called us here and she's not here? Scary. Who is this barbarian, Hayami-kun? Himeki is scared of Isobe, and like before, she comes towards me. Then where is she? I brush her off again and ask her. Hayami-kun, you're so mean. I don't know where Leona-san is, but she did leave this with me. Himeki hands us something that looks like a cell phone. I take it and look at it. It looks like a walkie... Pardon me, it looks like a walkie-talkie. What are we supposed to do with that? Why a walkie-talkie and not a cell phone in this day and age? I don't know. How do we use this? I asked Himeki. I don't know. I'm not good with mechanical things. She could have at least asked how it works. Do you know? I think you push the talk button and enter the other person's number. Look, try pushing those number buttons. That's no different than a phone. He's an idiot. Never mind. I'll do it myself. I give up listening to them and try to operate the walkie-talkie myself. I push the power button. A pre-entered number appears on the LCD monitor. I can vaguely hear something coming from the speaker. I've heard of this before. You're supposed to say, "Hello, CQ, CQ, this is Katsuo Isabe. Is anyone listening?" Or something like that. Isabe says as if he knows. That's shortwave radio. Besides, we don't have call signs. White noise. Noise starts to come from the speaker. Hello, CQ, CQ, this is Leona Morimoto. Hayami-kun, can you hear me? See, she's saying it. Hello, CQ. Isabe gets excited and says to me like he's one. They seem to be on the same level. I hear you. I push the button and speak. Thank you for coming. I can hear Leona's voice through the static. Let me see that. He takes the radio out of my hands. You called us here, now where are you? Show yourself! Where did Isabe's spinelessness go? He screams, taking advantage of the fact that he can't see her. Who are you? I'm president of the baseball club, Katsuo Isabe. Oh, the baseball club. I have no business with you, so hurry up and put Hayami-kun on. What did you say? Isabe is turning bright red. He's about to slam the radio onto the floor, and I grab it out of his hands. So why did you call us? You'll see. Leona's words sound loaded. She cuts off communications. What the hell is she up to? We can't talk unless she shows up. Rattle, rattle. The windows start to shake. Earthquake? No, it sounds strange, he says and tries to make out the sound. Now that he mentions it, I do hear something. This sound. I recognize this sound. It gets louder. What the hell is it? It sounds like it's just right there. Suddenly, a black shadow appears outside the window. It's Leona Morimoto's personal fighter jet. It's that Harrier. Leona Morimoto is inside. What? So those rumors this morning were true? I guess Isabe didn't see what happened this morning. Surprised? Leona's voice comes over the radio. What do you plan to do with that? Shall I tell you something good? Your precious crappy club room is in the crosshairs on the multifunction display in front of me. No! Yes, exactly. I've locked onto it. The AGM-65E Maverick Missile Seeker head is locked onto the baseball club room. In other words, with one push of my finger, your club room would go up. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, right. As if you could really do that. Oh, really? Shall we try it then? I know she's not making empty threats. She will do it. What are you after? I say quietly into the radio. Why, you, of course, you. If you don't want me to push this button, you'll join the social club at once. Those are my conditions. This woman is crazy. She's gonna shoot a missile into the club room just for that? Takuro, you don't need to listen to her. Let's just see you shoot it, you idiot. Hey, hey, don't say that. She'll do it. I tried desperately to stop him. That missile's not real. No matter how rich she is, she can't buy a missile. It's just for looks. Isabe isn't taking Leona's threat seriously. She rides around in a personal use Harrier. It's not out of the question that she'd have a missile or two. So what are you going to do? If you don't hurry up and decide, you're going to be out of time. Leona's voice comes across the radio. There you go, Hayami-kun. Sign and date here. Himeki brings over the application for the social club that was sitting on the table. There's nothing to think about. Come and have a fulfilling life with us instead of rotting away in a club like that that's about to be shut down. I'm gonna get you, you bitch! How scary! What should I do? What should you do? Hold on a second, folks. I did not prepare for this. As usual, Grim is unprepared. But, here I am. It does say decline. There's nothing here that says agree to join, so let's see. I think hard and I answer. I declined to join. I said it. I told them. Well done. Now there is hope for our baseball club. You're right to refuse that woman. She's nothing. Isabe must have been relieved to hear my answer. Whatever emotions he's been holding in explode. I don't know, Hayami-kun. You've turned down Leona-san not once, but twice. Himeki looks at me in disbelief. You're sure about this? Stop pestering, you idiot. Do you need to hear it more than once, bitch? Isabe answers Leona before I can. I see. Too bad. Rifle! I see a glare on the missile's butt, and a second later it shoots downward, leaving a thin trail of smoke behind. Kablang! The earth shakes and an incredible explosion spreads across the grounds. There's smoke coming from the direction where the missile landed. It's for real! Isabe screams as he runs to the window to look at the smoke and fire. Oh, the club room is dust! My manga! My treasure! Wow. Isabe howls as he falls to the ground. Apparently he didn't believe the missile was real. What are you gonna do about it, Takaro? What? This is my fault. He was the one who got all indignant, and now it's my fault? Oh, that felt good. Static. Huh? Unidentified craft violating airspace regulation. Name your country of origin and purpose at once. A third party's voice comes over the radio. Oh shit, she's getting in trouble with the military now. Yeah, civilians aren't allowed to have an object like that. You're really not. It appears that the self-defense force is contacting Leon's Harry. Oh no, She done fucked up. There's no way the Self-Defense Force is gonna stand by and say nothing if you fly a fighter jet in the middle of a city and fire a missile. Yeah, you can't do that. What? I'm basking in... What? I'm basking in the afterglow of destruction. Unidentified aircraft, follow your instructions immediately. Thus the JSDF was there. Who the hell do you think you are? I'm gonna get you too for pissing me off. Yep, the Japanese Special Defense Force is gonna fucking rock her now. Just like they did in that anime. Gate, I've been watching. I'm telling you, if you want to see fucking tanks and planes and helicopters going ham on medieval warriors and shit, you gotta watch it. Like, there's a freaking section where they have a battle, and it's a bunch of soldiers with, you know, just shields and swords, and they're like, okay, let's bring in the helicopters. And the helicopters just fucking gun them all down. And they don't have a chance. It's like, we just wipe them all out. And all these men with shields and swords are like, no, fuck. This is, what kind of magic is this? The Harrier outside of the window roars and flies higher. If you're planning to attack, we will attack too. Commander, the target is approaching. What is the response of the target? No response. Call again on all channels. I said shut up, die! Wow. She's gonna take on the Japanese Special Defense Force. Fox 2! What? The target has fired something. I can see the tip of a missile. Damn, fire, fire! Hurry up and fire! Impossible at this angle. Ah! At the same time we hear the pilot's desperate voice, we hear a loud explosion coming from far away. Shit. Viper 2 has been shot down. Request to attack. I won't let you. You're mine too! We hear another explosion coming from the sky. In the sky above us, a battle is broken out between the Devil Worshipper and the Self-Defense Force. Well, I said Special Defense Force, but yeah, it's the Self-Defense Force. Yeah, if you think you're gonna fucking take on the JSDF, there, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what she's thinking now. God, fired! Unable to control! Unable to control! Mayday! Mayday! Ejecting! The last thing we hear is Leona laughing victoriously. After that, nothing. Well, now she's a war criminal. Shit. She's literally committing an act of terrorism by taking on the Japanese Self-Defense Force. She truly is sent by the devil. She fired on the military. Five minutes later, the door opens and Leona Morimoto comes in as though nothing ever happened. You would never know from looking at her that she just engaged in battle and downed two planes. Ugh, that was a workout. How dare you do that? How dare you do that to my precious club room? Who is this filthy guy? I'm told he's the president of the baseball club. Oh, the former president of the former baseball club. Leona says nastily. Okay, I got, yeah, that's a word. Leona says nastily to Isobe. What? What do you mean, former? As you saw, she points in the direction of the still smoking baseball clubhouse. Anyway, call the commander in chief of the Air Force. That stupid pilot tried to fire a missile at me. I'll show him. Himeki digs the phone number out of her address book and dials. She hands the phone to Leona. Hello, this is Morimoto. That phantom of yours, what the hell were you thinking? What? What Morimoto, you say? Stop joking. What other Morimoto is there? Yes, that Morimoto. I'm his daughter. What kind of training do you give your pilots? They locked on me. It pissed me off, so I shot them down. Yes, yes, of course. Just how much do you think we pay you? This is gonna cost you big. Slam. My goodness, I can't comprehend what they're thinking. It's her that's incomprehensible. Who in the world would challenge the military like that? It's scary to think how much power she has that she can call up the Air Force commander and yell at him like that. Wow. Now, Hayami-kun, now that the baseball club is gone, can I get you to reconsider? Hang on a second. What do you mean, gone? Who are you? I don't have any business with you, so get out of here. Himeki-san, please escort the former baseball club president to the door. Okay. Wait. What do you mean, former baseball club president? We haven't officially been shut down. Isobe shakes Himeki off of him and shouts back at Leona. You are one stubborn man. You have no club room, you have no members, you have no budget, and you have nowhere to practice. So what do you plan to do? Isobe can't find any way to retort. He grinds his teeth angrily. Do you get it? You should thank me for letting your club exist all this time. Wait a second. I still have 2 more days until I get shut down. That's true. Well, what are you gonna do? If I find 9 people by then, there's nothing you can do. So long as I find enough people to play baseball. Two days, but you only have until the end of classes tomorrow. How many people do you think you can get in such a short time? If you can get them, I will think about it. I'll do it. 9 people by tomorrow. Isobe confidently throws the challenge to Leona Morimoto's face. How can you even say that? When did the baseball club ever have 9 people in it? Shut up! If I put my mind to it, I can find 10, no, 20 people! And if you can't, then what? Then I would do whatever you say. I listen to his grand statements with feelings of doubt and hope. I wonder if he can really do it. He sounds too confident for it to be an empty promise. He must have an incredible secret plan. Okay, so if you can't do it then, Leona grins as she comes up with a plan in her head. You will masturbate 3 times in front of everyone at the next all-school assembly. This is ridiculous. No problem, and I'll even stick a cucumber up my ass. You better not forget what you just said. You don't have to tell me. What confidence, he's got total confidence. Okay, so we'll hold off on Hayami-kun's membership until tomorrow. I can't wait for tomorrow, huh, Himeki-san? Yes, I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. Are you sure about this, Isobe? Don't worry about it. We have to recruit members. Let's go, Takuro. Yes. I followed the president out of the room in a hurry. We'll be eagerly awaiting tomorrow. If you try to run away, I'll not forgive you. That's my line. Slam. With those last words, we stomp out of the club room. Isobe and I storm down the hallway. I don't know where we're headed, but I'm sure he has some ideas for recruiting members. Where are we going? Tomorrow's the deadline, so we better get as many people as we can today. However, the farther away we get from the social club, the less confident Isobe's stride becomes. And finally, he comes to a dead stop. I look, his legs are shaking so badly he's about to fall over. What's wrong? Isobe shakes and turns towards me. What should we do? I got carried away and said that, but I don't have any ideas. What? In that instant, my hopes crumbled audibly. Help me, Takuro! I'm gonna have to masturbate in front of everyone with a cucumber up my ass! Ah! Wow! I'd rather die! He was so ready to take on the world, I can't believe it was all an act. This guy is so uncool and I'm an idiot for having believed him. Hey, let's bail. We can hide out somewhere until it blows over. It's not possible. You can't hide from her. Besides, why do I have to hide too? Whether or not he keeps his promise has little to do with me. For me, we just go back to the original scenario. You're so cold. You cold-blooded man. Don't you care what happens to me? I've lost faith in you. Oh god, but if I think about it, this whole thing started because of me, so I have to help him find a solution. Okay, let's try to come up with a plan. Great. So you'll run with me. There are other ways to kill Leona Morimoto. You hold her down while I hit her with a bat. Isn't that a great idea? Why do you have to be so destructive? Let's think of something more constructive. Fine, but what are we gonna do? The club room is a pile of rubble, and there's only one day left until our execution. How are we gonna find new members with so little time? We don't have a choice. We need to find 9 people. Can't you think of anyone? Any friends or classmates who would join? If I did, they'd have joined by now. That's true, and it's a one-man club after all. It's over. My life is gonna end tomorrow. I was gonna find a girlfriend, enjoy the rest of my time in school. Now those plans are shot. He's giving up before he even tries. He gets more and more negative. I can't believe he could challenge Leona the way he did with no ideas whatsoever. It's too early to give up. Wait till tomorrow to become fatalistic. What about the former members of the baseball club? If they were members even for a little while, maybe they'll rejoin if you explain the situation to them. That won't work. Most of them quit because of Leona's threats. They were picked on, made to quit by force. Some people even left the school. There's just no way. No one will help me fight Leona Morimoto. Besides, no one trusted me. In fact, they hated me. That last part sounds most convincing. So there isn't a single person you can think of. It's all over! He screams like he's gone mad and cradles his head. If you have no leads, we'll just have to find them. It's all over! Shut up! Just shut up for a second! I shout at Isobei. Takuro, you're going to abandon me, aren't you? I never said that. Look, we don't have time to waste. We only have a short amount of time. We can't waste a single second. We're not going to find any members sitting here. But our club room is a pile of ash. Where are we going to go? I thought for a second and came up with a spot. I have a place in mind. What? You know people who would join? I don't know if they will or not, but it's better than sitting here doing nothing. Good, let's go, right now! Isobei rushes me. We head to the spot. Okay, we come to the dark stairs that go down to the basement. We're going to the basement? What are we gonna do down there? I thought those rooms down there aren't being used. You'll see. I lead the disbelieving Isobei down the stairs. Are there really people down here who would join? I pay no attention to him and keep walking down the dark corridor. We stop in front of the door to our destination. There is an engraved plaque on the door that says Laboratory of Testament. It looks like there are people inside. I can see light coming through the window. You know what's interesting about this room? This room is the same place where in the other school there was the ritual. Remember, I'm talking about Bible Black. It's the same exact place, and the door in the basement. It's interesting that they would call it a Laboratory of Testament, make it a Bible study room in this game. Here we are. What is this room? Don't worry, I'm a member of this study group. Study group? He has no idea what is going on. I put my hand on the door. Click! Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. I can hear Otokawa reading from the Bible. She's reading so passionately, she doesn't even notice me entering the room. I didn't want to interrupt, so I listened to her for a while. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called so that you may inherit a blessing. Man, I guess, well, this was before social media. People definitely repay evil with evil and insults with insults. We've seen a lot of that here lately. It's you, Hayami-kun. She finally realizes I'm there and looks up from the Bible. Hey! Besides Otakawa, the regulars in the room, Endo, Fujiwara, and Takigawa, are there. I smile and greet Otakawa and the others. Hey! Hello! Yo-ho! So you did come after all, I guess. We were just reading aloud. Would you like to join us? Well, I came here for a reason. I get ready to give my explanation. Why are you acting like this? Tell me what you want. Before I do, can I bring someone else in? Someone else? I tell Isabe he's been waiting by the door to come in. Hello? Isabe enters the room timidly. Otakawa's expression changes instantly. You're Katsuo Isabe, who stole my bloomers and my bathing suit when we were first years. Wah! You're Saori Otakawa! Isabe sees Otakawa. He looks uncomfortable. What are you doing here? I told you I never wanted to see you again. You know each other? I don't know a bastard like him. This is the guy who stole my gym clothes and my bathing suit when we were classmates. And even though I caught him red-handed, he played dumb and refused to give them back to me. He's a freak. But what he really wanted to say is he's a pervert, because you know she said the word hentai. Otakawa is bright red. She's pointing at Isabe and screaming at him. That's not true. I was really going to return them to you. You were going to return them to me? Why would I want them back after you had them? Now, it's water under the bridge. I tried to get Otakawa to calm down. Was it a mistake to bring Isabe here? Water under a bridge? It makes me sick thinking about what he would do with something like that. It's okay, I just put them on for a bit. Kabam! Isabe almost falls over as Otakawa punches him. You put them on? It was an impulse! I'm sure that wasn't all you did. I may have smelled them a bit too. I'm going to kill you! Otakawa grabs a chair with the intent of pummeling Isabe with it. Hey, calm down! Let go of me! He is the enemy of women everywhere! I bet I'm not the only victim. For the good of the world and mankind, I will... I grabbed onto her and held her until she calmed down. Flail, flail, flail! Pant, pant, pant. She must have gotten worn out. Otakawa breathes heavily and finally gives up on killing Isabe. How long are you gonna cling to me, pervert? I panic and let go of her immediately. Should I leave? What are you talking about? We didn't come here to rehash your embarrassing past. I know that, but... Why is this bloomer thief here with you anyway, Hayami-kun? He's the president of the baseball club that I joined, and we have something we'd like to discuss with the Bible study group. So I hope you'll hear us out. Otakawa twitches with anger at Isabe's attitude. So if all you want is for us to listen, go on, I'll listen. I give Otakawa a quick recap of the events. But please, Otakawa, help me. I get the gist of it, but what do you want me to do about it? We have to get 9 members by tomorrow. Is there anything you can do? Excuse me, is there anything you can do? I just came here and I don't have anyone I can approach, and he's lost it, so he can't. Are you asking me to find you members for the baseball club by tomorrow? Well, you do know a lot of people. Impossible. It'd be one thing if it was girls, but finding guys at this school isn't so easy. I don't care if it's girls. So long as I have bodies, we won't get shut down. It won't work. Baseball is a guy's sport. It would be one thing if it was softball, but no girl is gonna play baseball. It's a misconception that baseball is a guy's sport. Look at Yaku no Kyo no Ota, or Sweet Maples. Those are manga. Is there anything you can do, Otakawa? We don't have any other hopes. Now, they say bloomers, but she's talking about panties. Please, Otakawa, wash your panties in your bathing suit and give them back to you, so please help us. I don't want them. No matter how many times you ask, it's simply not possible. Even if I could come up with people to ask, there's no way I could convince them by tomorrow. It's over. It's all over. Isabe turns white as a sheet. Then will you join? What? That's a great idea. Otakawa is shocked by my crazy idea. Why do I have to join? I'm the president of this club. You're the one who said if you're in a study group, you can join elsewhere too. I did say that, but this is different. Please, Otakawa, will you at least join? And I'll tell you now, I liked you. I don't know what Isabe was thinking, but he screams and grabs Otakawa. Otakawa winces and tries to get Isabe off of her. Eh, get away. Hearing that makes me want to join even less. Just once, let me suck on your boobs! What? Otakawa is furious. She knocks him down. Isabe is twitching on the floor. Why the hell did you join the baseball club where this jerk is the president? I couldn't help it. It was my only option. Goodness, I'm so shocked. I don't even want to help you. So won't you just join? So long as we have bodies, we won't get shut down. You just have to join for a short while. You don't even have to show up. Fine. After thinking a while, Otakawa agrees, reluctantly. But even if I join, that doesn't change anything. That's true. You have until tomorrow, right? And you've only got one person to join so far. Are you gonna make it? She's right. Odakawa's the only person we have. That doesn't really change anything. Now we have three members. It's pointless unless we get six more people, and by tomorrow, too. How many more people do you need? We are three, including you, Isobe, and myself. We need to have at least six more people. Six people. Even if Endo, Fujiwara, and Tokugawa join, we're still short three people. What? The three scream in shock at Odakawa's nonchalant comment. They've been listening as third parties, now they realize that they're being dragged into this. Hang on a second, Odakawa, what do we have to do with this? Yeah, it's one thing for Tokugawa-kun to join, but why me and Endo-san? That's not fair, Fujiwara. Why is it okay for me to join? Because you're a guy, and you always look sleepy. You can't just decide for me. I've never played baseball. The three are not happy that they've been dragged into this. They try to get Odakawa to reconsider. It's an order. But... I'm sorry, but please help us. They just need us to lend ourselves for a short while. Odakawa pleads apologetically with her hands together. I'm begging you too. It's just for a little while. We won't burden you. Okay. I guess I'll do it. I guess I'll do it too. Since Odakawa-san is asking, I'll help out. If you're all going to do it, then I will too. They reluctantly agree to help me out. Really? Thank you so much. What's going on? Isobe finally regains consciousness. You should be ecstatic. These four have agreed to join. Really? Is that true? Not officially. Just until we're sure the baseball club can continue. That's the condition. Of course. That's all we need. Great, so my confession worked. I want to make something clear. I despise you from the bottom of my heart. I only agreed because Hayami-kun asked me to. Oh, I've been dumped. Loud and clear. Isobe is crestfallen over Odakawa's blunt denial. So now there are six people. We just have to find three more. Can you think of anyone else? I'm thinking. But I can't think of anyone. Our other members are all busy with their other clubs. Three people. Just three more people. I rack my brain. I can't come up with a single person to ask. No, there's one person, but I don't want to ask Sudo. I'll count him out. Besides, he's a one-man club too, so there's no way he'd agree. I just thought of some people, and there's three of them too. Odakawa breaks out in a grin. Who? People you know really well, Hayami-kun. We can ask those girls for sure. People I know well? Girls? People I know. Three girls. I see images of the three housemates in my head. No! Yes, exactly. Who are they? At this point, I don't care if they're dogs or monkeys. Let's go home, then. But those three aren't... You can't be picky. Besides, they're much better than monkeys or dogs. Odakawa gets ready to leave and pulls me by the hand. You'll take care of the rest, right? Yep, yep. Hey, what am I supposed to do? You don't have to do anything except show up at school tomorrow. We'll get the other three. Odakawa leads me out of the room. Wait, I'm the president! It could be said that Odakawa had already taken over control of the baseball team. You're kind of useless. Alright, and this is where we're going to leave off for now. Trying to get all the people to join the baseball club. Well, 9 members anyway. I think they're probably going to get them. I'm not sure. It's been a long time since I've read this. But I know things really start to heat up towards the end. And we're getting there. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will be out with Discipline. And we'll see you next time for more Discipline.